Sivers University of Science and Technology, School of Foreign Languages, B2 Level, Final Exam, Listening Section. The listening exam consists of three parts. You will listen to each part twice. You will have 30 seconds to read the questions for each part before listening. Part 1. Part 1.
1.
Have you read this article about chatting and creativity?
No. Does it say it's a waste of time?
No, the opposite. Researchers looked at thousands of science papers. They found that scientists whose offices were in the same building, or even better, on the same floor of the same building, wrote more papers than scientists who worked far apart. They concluded that having a regular opportunity to chat face to face helped the scientists to solve problems creatively.
That's interesting, but perhaps scientists are particularly good at sharing ideas. In my office, people just stand around the water cooler and talk about TV.
2.
I'm starting a new routine at work tomorrow. I'm going to try my first ever monk morning.
What does that mean? Are you taking up meditation?
No, it's a technique for getting things done. You pick a morning and start work early. I'm aiming to be at the office at 6 a.m. Then you close your office door, switch off your phone, and focus on getting one task done. You ignore everything else. No colleagues, no coffee breaks, no emails.
Oh, yes, but all my work tasks are on a computer, so I can't turn that off.
No, the problem isn't the technology, it's the constant distraction. The aim is to be focused, like a monk.
I see. Let me know how you get on.
3.
So, I was in our big Thursday meeting with the creative director, Julie, and suddenly she divided us all up into groups of four and asked us to think of ideas for a new company logo.
Oh dear.
It was totally crazy. Everyone was talking at the same time. There were lots of ideas, but I don't think any of them were good ideas. Honestly, I know all about the business, but I can't be creative like that without time to prepare.
I think you should tell Julie your concerns. There are other, better ways to organise creative meetings.
You're right. If she could have told us about the creative tasks in advance, that would have helped. And I'd be far more comfortable if we could email ideas to her.
4.
The company on the floor above mine has just bought a table tennis table for their office.
That's nice. They have lots of games at the Google offices in America, don't they? It's to make workers more creative. You know, happy workers have good ideas.
I'm not so sure. I mean, it's nice to have fun with colleagues, but I think it's just a way of getting people to work longer hours. The best way to get creative workers is to actually listen to their ideas. If I thought my company would use my ideas, I'd definitely give them more ideas.
I wish you were my boss, Ramesh.
5.
Okay, Patrick and Cora, please stop there. The scene looks good, But I want us to rehearse it in different ways so we can really explore your characters. So I'm going to turn over a card from this pack and ask you the question written on it. I'll give you 10 minutes to continue the scene from this point, following the directions on the card. Are you ready? OK. What if there was no talking? I repeat, what if there was no talking? OK, carry on.
Right, no talking. That's fine, I think. It's a very emotional moment in the story, so we can use our faces and hands.
It didn't say we can't use noise, just no words. So we can make sounds too. OK, my character is very upset right now.
And I'm furious with you. Let's just improvise and see what happens.
Now, you have 30 seconds before listening again. Part 1.
1.
Have you read this article about chatting and creativity?
No. Does it say it's a waste of time?
No, the opposite. Researchers looked at thousands of science papers. They found that scientists whose offices were in the same building, or even better, on the same floor of the same building, wrote more papers than scientists who worked far apart. They concluded that having a regular opportunity to chat face to face helped the scientists to solve problems creatively.
That's interesting, but perhaps scientists are particularly good at sharing ideas. In my office, people just stand around the water cooler and talk about TV.
2.
I'm starting a new routine at work tomorrow. I'm going to try my first ever monk morning.
What does that mean? Are you taking up meditation?
No, it's a technique for getting things done. You pick a morning and start work early. I'm aiming to be at the office at 6 a.m. Then you close your office door, switch off your phone, and focus on getting one task done. You ignore everything else. No colleagues, no coffee breaks, no emails.
Oh, yes, but all my work tasks are on a computer, so I can't turn that off.
No, the problem isn't the technology, it's the constant distraction. The aim is to be focused, like a monk.
I see. Let me know how you get on. 3.
So, I was in our big Thursday meeting with the creative director, Julie, and suddenly she divided us all up into groups of four and asked us to think of ideas for a new company logo.
Oh dear.
It was totally crazy. Everyone was talking at the same time. There were lots of ideas, but I don't think any of them were good ideas. Honestly, I know all about the business, but I can't be creative like that without time to prepare.
I think you should tell Julie your concerns. There are other, better ways to organise creative meetings.
You're right. If she could have told us about the creative tasks in advance, that would have helped. And I'd be far more comfortable if we could email ideas to her.
4.
The company on the floor above mine has just bought a table tennis table for their office.
That's nice. They have lots of games at the Google offices in America, don't they? It's to make workers more creative. You know, happy workers have good ideas.
I'm not so sure. I mean, it's nice to have fun with colleagues, but I think it's just a way of getting people to work longer hours. The best way to get creative workers is to actually listen to their ideas. If I thought my company would use my ideas, I'd definitely give them more ideas.
I wish you were my boss, Ramesh.
5.
Okay, Patrick and Cora, please stop there. The scene looks good, but I want us to rehearse it in different ways so we can really explore your characters. So I'm going to turn over a card from this pack and ask you the question written on it. I'll give you 10 minutes to continue the scene from this point, following the directions on the card. Are you ready? Okay. What if there was no talking? I repeat, what if there was no talking? Okay, carry on.
Right, no talking. That's fine, I think. It's a very emotional moment in the story, so we can use our faces and hands.
It didn't say we can't use noise, just no words. So we can make sounds too. Okay, my character is very upset right now.
And I'm furious with you. Let's just improvise and see what happens.
Part 2. Now. You have 30 seconds before listening to this part. Part 2.
1.
Hi, Mark. Can you give me Rosie's phone number?
Rosie Shaw? Well, I do have a number, but it's quite old. I haven't spoken to her for over a year.
I thought she was your flatmate.
No, she was going out with Damon from the flat for a while. But they broke up, and I haven't seen her since then. She started going out with someone from her work, I think.
2.
Wow, that was a really fast finish.
Oh, thanks. I'm Jessica. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Miles. Are you training for the 10-kilometer run next month?
I didn't know about that. Actually, I've just moved here from York. I heard about this running group and it sounded like a good way to get to know new people.
Oh, it's a really nice group. We usually go to the cafe now or just sit and talk for a while. Come on, I can introduce you to some people.
Great! Tell me more about the race next month.
3.
How well do Haley and Roman know each other? They look close.
It's a funny story. They've worked in the same company for 3 years, but they didn't know each other well until quite recently. Then one day, they got stuck in the office lift together for an hour. When they finally reached the ground floor, Haley asked Roman to go out with her. And now they're engaged.
That's brilliant!
4.
Hi, Mum. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Lewis. I've just spoken to your brother, too. Do you remember when you used to bring me breakfast in bed for my birthday when you were little boys?
Of course. We used to argue about who would carry your present. In fact, we fought and argued all the time.
I remember. Sometimes I used to feel like a referee, not a mother. I'm so glad you both get on now.
Me too. But we're 22 and 24 now, not little boys. And we do have a lot in common. You, for example.
5.
Hi, guys. Where are you watching the match later?
We're not watching the match.
No, definitely not.
What's going on? No football? Is this a superstition that you guys have?
No, we've made a decision. Football on TV is too dangerous.
We shout at the TV, we shout at each other. It isn't fun at all.
When our team played last month, we had an argument about a referee's decision and didn't speak to each other for 2 days.
This is the right thing to do. For our friendship.
OK. Do you want me to text you when anyone scores?
Oh, yes. Yes,
yes, please,
please. Please.
Now. You have 30 seconds before listening again. Part 2.
1.
Hi, Mark. Can you give me Rosie's phone number?
Rosie Shaw? Well, I do have a number, but it's quite old. I haven't spoken to her for over a year.
I thought she was your flatmate.
No, she was going out with Damon from the flat for a while. But they broke up, and I haven't seen her since then. She started going out with someone from her work, I think.
2.
Wow, that was a really fast finish.
Oh, thanks. I'm Jessica. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Miles. Are you training for the 10-kilometre run next month?
I didn't know about that. Actually, I've just moved here from York. I heard about this running group and it sounded like a good way to get to know new people.
Oh, it's a really nice group. We usually go to the cafe now or just sit and talk for a while. Come on, I can introduce you to some people.
Great! Tell me more about the race next month.
3.
How well do Hayley and Roman know each other? They look close.
It's a funny story. They've worked in the same company for 3 years, but they didn't know each other well until quite recently. Then one day, they got stuck in the office lift together for an hour. When they finally reached the ground floor, Hayley asked Roman to go out with her. And now they're engaged.
That's brilliant!
4.
Hi, Mum. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Lewis. I've just spoken to your brother, too. Do you remember when you used to bring me breakfast in bed for my birthday when you were little boys?
Of course. We used to argue about who would carry your present. In fact, we fought and argued all the time.
I remember. Sometimes I used to feel like a referee, not a mother. I'm so glad you both get on now.
Me too. But we're 22 and 24 now, not little boys. And we do have a lot in common. You, for example.
5.
Hi, guys. Where are you watching the match later?
We're not watching the match.
No, definitely not.
What's going on? No football? Is this a superstition that you guys have?
No, we've made a decision. Football on TV is too dangerous.
We shout at the TV, we shout at each other. It isn't fun at all.
When our team played last month, we had an argument about a referee's decision and didn't speak to each other for 2 days.
This is the right thing to do. For our friendship.
OK. Do you want me to text you when anyone scores?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, please, please, please.
Part 3. Now, you have 30 seconds before listening to this part. Part 3.
1.
Daniela, have you ever inherited any money?
No, I've never inherited anything, but a friend of mine recently inherited an enormous table from a great uncle.
Ah, was it worth a lot of money?
Not really. And it was too big for his kitchen, so it's been in his garden for ages. He thought about selling it on eBay, but last week he gave it to a charity and they collected it with a huge lorry.
I'm glad someone wanted it.
2.
Lauren, are you selling those shoes?
Yes. I've just taken photos of them and I'm putting them online this afternoon. I'm starting each pair of shoes at £1. What a bargain!
But they're good shoes. I'd charge more. At least £20 for those office shoes.
I've no interest in making money from them. It's an experiment. I've never sold anything on eBay before. If it works well, I'll sell something more valuable, like my old guitar. I never play it anymore.
3.
Tony, have you ever done any voluntary work?
Actually, I've helped at the charity Shine for over a year now.
Shine? I haven't heard of it. What does it do?
It's for disadvantaged children who live in this region. They come to Shine after school so that they're not alone until their parents come home from work. The volunteers do all sorts of activities with them, paintings, board games, tennis, music lessons.
That sounds great. But I thought you worked in the evenings.
I've been answering the phones in their office one morning a week and calling local businesses to ask for their help. Last week, I found a shop that gave us 25 tennis rackets.
Good work.
4.
Hi, Carlotta. What's the matter?
Oh, hi. I've lost my wallet.
Oh, no. Okay, where have you looked?
It's not in my bag. I've just been in the post office, but that's when I realised I didn't have it anymore.
And before that?
I've been shopping all morning. I paid for a coffee in the market about an hour ago, but then I used my credit card to buy a jumper in Zara. It must be there.
I'll come with you. And don't worry, if we don't find it, I can lend you some money to get home.
Thanks so much, Wendy.
5.
I've never been the victim of a scam. Have you, Richard?
Yes, it was awful. I wanted to change my bank and I'd been visiting different bank websites. I was on a site, it looked like the real bank website, but when I clicked on a page, suddenly a message appeared. It said that I had to send the scammers £1,000 or they'd delete everything on my computer.
No!
It was obvious this was a scam, but what could I do? All my files were locked, my work, my pictures. I had to cooperate. I was furious, but I transferred the money to them.
That's terrible.
Now, you have 30 seconds before listening again. Part 3
1
Daniela, have you ever inherited any money?
No, I've never inherited anything, but a friend of mine recently inherited an enormous table from a great uncle.
Ah, was it worth a lot of money?
Not really. And it was too big for his kitchen, so it's been in his garden for ages. He thought about selling it on eBay, but last week he gave it to a charity, and they collected it with a huge lorry.
I'm glad someone wanted it.
2.
Lauren, are you selling those shoes?
Yes. I've just taken photos of them and I'm putting them online this afternoon. I'm starting each pair of shoes at £1. What a bargain!
But they're good shoes. I'd charge more. At least £20 for those office shoes.
I've no interest in making money from them. It's an experiment. I've never sold anything on eBay before. If it works well, I'll sell something more valuable, like my old guitar. I never play it anymore.
3.
Tony, have you ever done any voluntary work?
Actually, I've helped at the charity Shine for over a year now.
Shine? I haven't heard of it. What does it do?
It's for disadvantaged children who live in this region. They come to Shine after school so that they're not alone until their parents come home from work. The volunteers do all sorts of activities with them: paintings, board games, tennis, music lessons.
That sounds great. But I thought you worked in the evenings.
I've been answering the phones in their office one morning a week and calling local businesses to ask for their help. Last week, I found a shop that gave us 25 tennis rackets.
Good work!
4.
Hi, Carlotta. What's the matter?
Oh, hi. I've lost my wallet.
Oh, no. Okay, where have you looked?
It's not in my bag. I've just been in the post office, but that's when I realised I didn't have it anymore.
And before that?
I've been shopping all morning. I paid for a coffee in the market about an hour ago, but then I used my credit card to buy a jumper in Zara. It must be there.
I'll come with you. And don't worry, if we don't find it, I can lend you some money to get home.
Thanks so much, Wendy.
5.
I've never been the victim of a scam. Have you, Richard?
Yes, it was awful. I wanted to change my bank and I'd been visiting different bank websites. I was on a site, it looked like the real bank website, but when I clicked on a page, suddenly a message appeared. It said that I had to send the scammers £1,000 or they'd delete everything on my computer.
No!
It was obvious this was a scam, but what could I do? All my files were locked, my work, my pictures. I had to cooperate. I was furious, but I transferred the money to them.
That's terrible!
The listening section has finished.